We're bringing you up to date on the happenings with the Big Iron Farm Show. From Pioneer field agronomist Jesse Mock joins us. Jesse, we've had a few days to digest the cold temperatures, freezing temperatures of last week. What should we be looking for as we get out into these fields?
There's a couple things really to look for. It's field-to-field variability. It is truly amazing. You go from one mile to the next and how things can change, especially in soybeans with different canopies. But, some things we've been watching and seeing on the soybean side, really looking to see how far down that frost made it on the plant. Looking at the stem, is it dark? Is it water-soaked? Is it turning brown? And then kind of were the poly attachments to the plant, were they toasted off? Does the bean seem to be progressing or is it done? So looking at that to see the extent on the soybeans. And then on the corn side, you obviously look at how much leaf material is left. And sometimes, too, if it got into the stalk or the ear shank, you will see some premature ear hanging. So, you might be at half milk line or earlier or maybe later into three-quarter milk line. But, that shank gets weak, losing pressure, and it'll start to bend over a little bit. So kind of watching that, those are some of the key things to watch to maybe point out, did I get severe damage or not? One thing on the corn is the edges are off, obviously worse. As you get in, it seems to get better. And that's pretty much everywhere.
Do we need to get into some of these fields now and prioritize the ones that maybe got nipped a little harder than others?
Yeah, anytime your pods freeze or your stalks do prematurely, on the soybean side, those pods are predisposed to splitting open. It's kind of a catch-22 because you also want to harvest those drier, too, because those green seeds, you actually want to go a point or two drier on harvest moisture to make sure they store in the bin. But just watching that. And then on the corn side, just monitoring your stock situation. We've had pretty good stocks, with the weather and stuff we've had this year. And that's really the key thing to watch on the corn is the stocks and see if any ear rots and stuff like that start coming in.
Well, Jesse, appreciate the chance to visit. We encourage folks to stop by the Pioneer display here at Big Iron.
Yep, absolutely. We look forward to seeing you.
Jesse Mock, field agronomist with Pioneer, as we bring you up to date on the happenings at the Big Iron Farm Show.